Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back indeed. The parents of some children waiting years for assessments by educational psychologists are having to pay significant sums of money privately to get diagnoses for dyslexia and other learning difficulties. And today in the Dáil, while Minister Anne Rabbitt gave commitments on the assessments of needs process, Labour TD Éan O'Riordan called for additional resources also for psychological educational assessments. Well, Brian O'Connell joins me now on this. So these assessments, Brian, are vital for children who may need additional resources, aren't they?
Correct, Cormac. Typically what would happen if there's a concern in primary school, often perhaps in junior infants or senior infants, the school might suggest that a student would get a diagnosis through an assessment. This would be by an educational psychologist. Now, publicly, this is done through NEPS, or the National Education Psychological Service. The referral can then be made by the school. The diagnosis is obviously important because it can help target resources towards students. The difficulty here is that schools often may only have one or two NEPS referrals a year. These are often targeted at the most complex or urgent cases. So parents are being told it could take several years to access the assessment, but if they go private, which many are having to do, they could have it in a matter of weeks.
And waiting several years is just problematic, to say the least. And I know Labour are calling for parents to be reimbursed now, aren't they, Brian? You spoke to one parent who's given up waiting in the public system.
I did try to get information from the Department of Education around this. I'll come back to that, Cormac, because as you said, I did speak to one parent and she was told when her child was in senior infants that she would need an assessment. She's now in fifth class and they still can't get an assessment through this NEPS public system. So now she's having to pay privately, as many parents are, and the costs are not insignificant.
My daughter would have had a requirement to access NEPS when she was very slow to read, very slow to write. I went in to speak to the resource officer. The school were only given two NEPS tests by the government in that year. And my daughter, because she was, I suppose, between 1 to 10, she would have been number 3 in terms of she was milder, then she wouldn't receive the test. We are still in the same position 5 years on. I asked only last week, and they keep passing the buck between primary care to school to disability services.
So what's the position now in terms of trying to get this NEPS assessment? What are you having to do?
Mm-hmm. So I will have to go and get an educational psychologist myself privately and pay for this. $9.50. It's a joke, if I'm going to be quite honest with you, Brian. What I do is I go to work and every penny I have goes to pay for private services to help my child find her way in this world. And I've literally kind of almost given up on the public service. The school that my daughter goes to have been absolutely amazing. They have done everything. They have seen the problems themselves and they have put in place services for my daughter without any help from the public services.
When you made the decision that you're now going to have to pay privately for this NEPS assessment, how long will you be waiting, do you think?
They have told me maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Given up on the public system, she says. So waiting for an assessment through the school since senior infants, and the child is now in fifth class, and now she's going to go private. She can be seen within 2 months privately.
Yes, and I mean, I've spoken to principals and parents. Effectively, this means outside one or two cases a year, these assessments, some are telling me, are now essentially outsourced to the private sector, with many parents having to pay €950 in that instance. Now, this doesn't have as much impact perhaps in primary, where many schools, like in that parents' case, will direct resources anyway, but it does have implications in secondary school. Now, before we get to the Dáil this morning, this was obviously raised by the Labour Party. I did speak with Rosie Bissett, who's CEO of the Dyslexia Association of Ireland, and I asked her, Cormac, about trying to access educational psychological assessments through this public system.
Accessing assessment in the public system is a challenge. For kids with dyslexia, you're talking going through NEPS, the National Educational Psychological Service, in schools, which, as we know, is very understaffed. Schools have a very limited amount of time each year that their NEPS psychologist is working with them. Oftentimes, kids with dyslexia are waiting years, often told they're not bad enough, often told Perhaps assessment isn't necessary. You don't need an assessment. It's not going to make any difference. But in the meantime, people are left in limbo. They don't understand why their child is struggling. And it can be very empowering to actually have that understanding, to have a name to describe your profile and the fact that you learn differently. For many parents, and in fact, even schools are advising parents, they're saying, look, we can potentially put you on a sort of waiting list in the school. But the reality is schools get so few of them done because they have such a limited allocation and limited time with their educational psychologist that most schools will quite honestly advise parents to look privately if at all possible. Let's say, for example, with ourselves in the Dyslexia Association, we do offer an assessment service. Our waiting list is the bones of 12 months at the moment, I'm afraid, you know, and that's really driven by how difficult it is to actually recruit educational psychologists at the moment. We're currently recruiting, but it's really, really challenging.
Okay, so they are the challenges, and parents are paying up to probably €800, I think, is the fee generally I'm hearing back for an assessment.
Let's say 550, 600 would be about as low as it would go. But I've heard of individuals charging over €1,000. Early intervention is really, really important. And no child should be left 12 months, never mind several years, on a waiting list.
My God, that's a lot of money for any family. Yeah, that's Rosie Bissett there of the Dyslexia Association. And now the Department of Education are telling you, Brian, that there are no waiting lists for these assessments.
Well, I asked the department, could they tell me what the wait time were by county for NEPS assessments, which are these educational psychological assessments, and I got a lengthy reply. But essentially, they told me they don't actually collate this data because there are no waiting lists. They tell me NEPS psychologists support between 8,000 to 9,000 individuals per year. The model does not operate on a waiting list basis. So essentially, schools will prioritise the students with the highest level of need, and they will go on into the assessment, and some schools might have only one or two assessments available or funded per year. We've 200 NEP psychologists. They tell me there's an extensive recruitment campaign underway, and then the department pointed to all the other supports they put in place in schools, increase in funding to the National Council for Special Education, which was put in place. So that's basically their position on it. Now, this morning I spoke to Labour spokesperson on Education and Justice, Deputy Eoin O'Riordan, and he was speaking on the issue of this disability support services in the Dáil today. But he's now also called for additional resources and reimbursements to be directed to this area also.
My only experience as a primary school principal was that we found dealing with NEPS that they would only allocate us a certain number of assessments per school depending on the enrolment. We had to go to any private support that we could possibly get in order to pay for private assessments. The perfect solution is that NEPS would be, you know, resourced to such a degree that any child in need of an assessment can get that assessment. But if a time frame is not met, such as 3 months, then we have to have a similar intervention from the assessment of need, as the minister has made a commitment today. We have to have a similar commitment when it comes to psychological assessments, because a child's ability to flourish is totally dependent on what a psychological assessment can outline.
So essentially then the parents would be reimbursed if they have to pay privately after a certain period of time.
Or the school may be reimbursed. I think most people with a fair mind would find it ridiculous that the St. Vincent de Paul, for example, will be paying for psychological assessments for children in disadvantaged schools. I think there are fair-minded people in government, such as Minister Rabbit, who is aware of this. So I think what we need now is an understanding that, you know, there is a need within the system. It can come down to money. And if it does come down to money, that the state will be there as a support.
And that is Eoin O'Riordan of Labour. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed for that. We'll have Minister Anne Rabbit on later, and we'll ask if government will reimburse parents or schools for private psychological assessments, as Eoin O'Riordan has called for in Brian's report. We've already got an email from a listener in relation to this. The government already pays for some private assessments, says a listener. If your child is on a waiting list, you can avail of the cross-border initiative, which will cover the costs of the assessment plus some expenses to travel to Northern Ireland or the UK. You can keep your emails and your texts coming to us to 51551 drivetime@rte.ie.